Hello.
Good evening, ma'am. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Okay.
Great, ma'am. Well, my first question to you would be is, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Great. And when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Democrat.
Okay. And there is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colleen Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like state legislator. Would you definitely be voting in this primary election, probably be voting in this primary election, or you're not going to vote in this Democratic primary election, ma'am?
Definitely.
Oh, okay. And, well, I wanted you to tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion about the following people or organizations. For example, Clay Jenkins, ma'am. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
Favorable.
Would that be very or somewhat?
Very.
What about Roland Gutierrez? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
What about Ron Kirk? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Favorable. Very.
Okay. Joe Biden, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat, ma'am?
Very.
What about Victoria Nieve Criado? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
I think I've already had this survey done because I have no idea who that is.
No problem, ma'am. What about Yasmin Simon, ma'am? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
I don't know who that is.
No problem. What about Elizabeth Ginsburg? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
Very favorable.
Okay. And Nathan Johnson, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Very favorable.
And Colleen Allred, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Very favorable.
Okay, and Planned Parenthood, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards that?
Very favorable.
Okay, ma'am. Moving on quickly. Well, in a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Yasmin Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you had to choose today, ma'am?
Elizabeth Ginsburg.
Okay. And which of the following five issues do you care about the most? Well, which is most important for a Democratic candidate to address? For example, I have abortion, Texas laws criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedom, local control, state Republicans preempting local laws on growth control, zoning, and worker rights, education, Governor Abbott's voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teacher pay, guns, sensible gun sales law requiring red flag mental background checks and raising the ages to 21 for buying assault-style weapons, or voting rights, ma'am, restrictions on voting, election denial, and threats to democracy. Any of those five issues that you care about the most?
All of the above.
Oh, is there any one that you lean on more?
I guess women's health or however you worded that.
Yes, ma'am. I said abortion, Texas laws, criminalizing abortion, and restricting women's freedom.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, ma'am. And moving on quickly, thank you for your response. What would to you would be the next most important issue? Would you like me to read it again? I have, for example, local control, state Republicans preempting local laws on growth control, zoning, and worker rights, education, Governor Arafat's voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teacher pay, guns, sensible gun sales law requiring red flags, mental background checks, and raising the age to 21 for buying assault-style weapons, or voting rights, ma'am? Restrictions on voting, election denial, and threats to democracy? Anyone that you feel is more important?
They're all so important, but I'd say education.
Education. Okay, ma'am. Well, moving on quickly. In general, ma'am, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? One with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party, or one who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-jobs, business-friendly message? Which one, ma'am? The first or second?
Second.
Okay. And moving on quickly, ma'am. All right, so I'm going to ask you to rate each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Yasmin Simon. I just want you to tell me if the statement would make you definitely vote for her, probably vote, or does not impact you. I'll be quick, ma'am. For example, the first one says, Yasmin will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans. Does that make you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does that impact?
Probably.
Okay. What about this one, ma'am? Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Yasmin Simon because she's a fighter with broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Mayer in November. Does that make you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or doesn't impact?
Definitely.
Okay. And Yasmin is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this House seat blue with Yasmin Simon's common sense problem-solving approach. Does this make you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact?
Probably.
Okay. Yasmin Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedoms, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businesses. Does this make you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does that impact?
Definitely.
Okay. And Yasmin Simon will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education. Does this definitely make you vote for her, probably, or does not impact, ma'am?
Definitely.
Okay. Yasmin is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hardworking and giving others a shot at living the American dream. Does this make you definitely vote for her, probably, or does that impact?
Probably.
Okay. And Yasmin Simon is running to end the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prisons for performing life-saving procedures, even when a woman's life is in danger. Does this make you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does that impact?
Definitely.
Okay. In Austin, Yasmin will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local communities. Does this make you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does that impact?
Probably.
Okay. And Yasmin Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits. Does this make you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact?
Does not impact.
Okay. And Yasmin and her husband have raised their three children in the Park Cities. Does this make you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact?
Does not impact.
Okay. And Yasmin Simons puts her money where her heart is, including a long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Gracie. Does this make you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does that impact?
Probably.
Okay. And Yasmin Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration. Does this make you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact?
Definitely.
And the last one for this section, Yasmin will work to pass common sense gun reforms, like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks. Does this make you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact?
Definitely.
Okay, ma'am. And moving on, thank you for your responses. Well, Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and a longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on all this information about both Yasmin Simon and Liz Ginsburg, ma'am, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today? Would you say Yasmin Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg?
Whoever wins the primary.
Are you leaning more towards any of them?
No.
Okay, ma'am.
I don't know if that's that either one yet.
No problem, ma'am. We're almost done. Moving on, ma'am. As you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidates. I just want you to rate each of the following statements about Yasmin Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg if that would cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or it doesn't matter to you. I'll be very quick. We're almost done. The first one says, if Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature, but Liz Ginsburg's closing to Morgan Mayer by a large margin just 2 years ago shows she is not able to bring the change Texas needs. Does this definitely make you want to vote against her, probably vote against her, or does that matter?
Does not matter.
Okay. And moving on, Yasmin Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment. Does this make you definitely vote against her, probably vote against her, or does not matter?
Does not matter.
Okay. And Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the only candidate who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue. Does this make you definitely vote against her, probably vote against her, or does that matter?
Can you repeat that, please?
Sure. Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the only candidate who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue. Does this make you definitely vote against her, probably vote against her, or it doesn't matter?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. And Yasmin's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton, even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power. Does this make you definitely vote against her, probably vote against her, or does that matter?
Probably vote against her.
Okay. And Liz Ginsburg's losing records show she is not the right Democrat to win HD 108. In 2022, when other Democrats came within 1% of their Republican opponents, Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer, and there is no reason to believe she's a stronger or more viable candidate against the Republicans today. Does this make you definitely vote against her, probably vote against her, or does that matter?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, ma'am. And moving on, ma'am, we are approaching the end. After hearing this information, ma'am, which candidate, would you say Liz Ginsburg or Yasmin Simon, would you vote for in the Democratic primary if you had to choose today?
I don't know enough about either one, so I will vote for whoever wins the Democratic primary.
No problem, ma'am. And lastly, having heard all this information in this poll, what would you say is the one most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for, like in your own words, ma'am? What do you feel that a policy position, you know, a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for, in your own words?
Definitely women's reproductive rights.
Okay.
And no funding for private school vouchers. None of the attempts to eliminate or restrict voting rights.
Okay. I'm just writing this down. All right, ma'am. So I have definitely women's reproductive rights and no funding for private school and no attempt to eliminate or restrict voting rights, right?
Correct.
Great, ma'am. And these last questions, ma'am. Well, could you tell me your age? Would you say you're 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, over 65?
Over 65.
Okay. And what was the highest level of education you completed?
Juris Doctorate.
Great, ma'am. All right. And do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal.
Okay. And which of the following best describes your ethnic or racial background? Would you say African American, Latino, Hispanic, Asian, Arab, white, or a different race?
White.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Well, that concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your responses. They were so helpful to me. Thank you, ma'am. Have a nice day. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.